and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Donald Trump held court at a packed Madison Square Garden here in New York during a more than seven-hour rally. He set his sights on his Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris.
She's unfit for office. Everyone knows it. No one respects her. No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual.
The moment that stuck, from comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who warmed up the crowd.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Trump's campaign says the jokes were not reviewed beforehand and don't reflect the former president's views. Vice President Harris rallied supporters in Philadelphia.
So, Philly, I've got a question for you. Are you ready to do this? Are we going to do this? Yes. Are we ready to vote? Are we ready to win?
Former President Obama and Bruce Springsteen host a rally and concert on behalf of Harris at Temple University later today. Tomorrow night, the VP is set to give what her campaign calls her major closing argument speech to thousands of supporters on the Ellipse in Washington. The same spot where Mr. Trump spoke just hours before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is sentencing day for a Hollywood actor for his part in the insurrection. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In what is now the largest criminal prosecution in U.S. history, there are now nearly 1,500 January 6 defendants. Jay Johnston is arguably the most famous, having appeared in Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development. Prosecutors will ask for 18 months in prison for Johnston, saying he was part of that mob that day. Johnston will seek leniency. His defense lawyer says he's lost work over this.
In the Middle East, a new pitch for a pause in Gaza. The BBC's Yolande Nell from Jerusalem.
In an effort to break the deadlock in talks, Egypt has proposed a two-day truce during which four hostages would be freed. The plan also includes the release of some Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian aid to Gaza, and 10 days of negotiations on a permanent ceasefire.
There's been no response from Israel or Hamas. It's getting more and more expensive for working parents to get care for their little ones. Bankrate's Alex Gailey.
On average, full-time center-based infant care costs around $14,000 annually per child in the U.S., which translates to almost $1,200 per month.
Most expensive states, New Mexico, Hawaii, and New York, the least South and North Dakotas and Utah. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52 62-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Wyweega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Monday morning, October 28th, 2024. Only 8 days to go until Election Day. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, and whether it's on your radio, on the app, through a podcast, or on social media, we appreciate you starting your day and your week right here. I've got a question for you. Remember Tim Michaels? Remember those obnoxious ads about Tim Michaels? And all the talk about whether a businessman could run things better. And think about how good it has felt that we haven't seen a Tim Michaels commercial in these past couple of years. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you do everything just right, if you've already voted, or if you go vote early this week, if you talk a couple of friends into voting, if you convince one person who's thinking of sitting it out not to sit it out, then I'll tell you what, you might be only about 8 days away from never seeing another Eric Hovde ad. And Eric Hovde can join Tim Michaels in the class of folks whose commercials you never, ever have to see again. And that can't happen too soon. That's just one. I mean, forget the Donald Trump commercials. Let's talk about the Donald Trump rally from yesterday in Manhattan, okay? In New York City, in New York, a state he doesn't have a prayer of winning, but that's where he campaigns because he can fill an arena with enough of his ilk out there. And we're going to play a sample, just a small sample. Trust me, an offensive sample, but just a sample of what all went down at the Trump rally yesterday as basically his campaign completes its natural evolution. What started as, you know, maybe some angry outsiders, but it was always going to eventually morph into, you know, just shamelessly public racism. And boy, was it on display last evening. Also coming up, we will review the latest Packers win and the possibility that quarterback Jordan Love will again be lost to injury for perhaps a short time. Coming up in our second hour, college students are getting texted with false information or just information designed to intimidate them into not voting. So we will sort out fact from the criminally fictitious and cover more of the stories making news on this final, final full week of the 2024 campaign. All that and more ahead. If you'd like to join the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855 752-4842, he said, hoping that he got that right from memory. Why, yes, he did. Or you can join us through the comment sections on our Facebook or YouTube pages. By the way, that phone number, don't just call it. You can send us text messages, too, he said, as he typically on Monday mornings. He's not quite all set up on his desktop there, but there's the window. I can now see your text messages when they come in at 855-75-CIVIC. So many different ways to reach the show. And when you do so, you'll reach me up here in Chippewa Falls. And you'll reach one Greg Bach at Radio, what do we call it? Radio Park. Park?
Radio Park.
Radio-rama, Radio Ranch.
It's okay. Radio Park, Pat. Stay on brand.
Radio Park on brand here.
Yeah.
Where Mr. Bach joins us with another surprise that coming up at 7:50. We have a new weekly regular guest joining us Monday mornings at 7:50. She's kind of new to radio, so you're gonna have to be a little gentle with her. Her name is Jane Matinair.
Yeah, baby.
Jane Matinair. The Dame Judi Dench of Milwaukee radio.
Actually, they call Dame Judi Dench. They call her the Jane Matinair of English acting.
That's right. I'm sorry. I got the notes completely backwards here. But I approached Jane last week. I said, "Your Majesty, would you deign us worthy to join us on at 7:50 on any day of the week? You name it. If we got to bump Chad Holmes, if I got to bump Luke Mathers, I'll kick him to the curb if you will join the show." And not only did she say yes, but she said yes to Mondays. So nice. Jane, who you normally hear with Greg weekday mornings at 10, will also preview her week's shows coming up Monday mornings with us now. So, you got to straighten up and fly right a couple hours earlier than normal, don't you?
Oh, please. As soon as I'm done here, I go right into a prep room with Jane, and we make sure that Matt and Aaron Air coming to you at 10 a.m. on Civic Media Radio Network is going to be quality highs, quality around, baby.
It is. It's going to be great to have her. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Oh, wait. Let me start with an apology while you think about it.
Yeah?
I didn't catch this till after the show. That last Friday, which was a little hectic, we're coming up on the election and everything.
Yeah.
Last Friday was the first ever Friday morning since you joined this little shindig that I neglected to ask what was happening at the Laughing Tap over the weekend. So, sorry about that. How was it?
It was fun. We had a good time this weekend. We had two shows. Justin Leon headlined. He's a Milwaukee comic originally from Kansas City, had a really fun time. And then let's see what else. A friend of ours was staying over. She's getting trained as a poll observer for the election, so she crashed with us on Saturday. That was really cool. And then on Sunday, one of the co-owners of the Laughing Tap had his yearly birthday party, and he made 40 pounds of various meats.
Was this for a 40th birthday, or just he just felt like making 40 pounds of meat?
That's what he's his hobby is smoking. He does he smoked ribs, brisket, chicken wings. What else was there? There was homemade mac and cheese. He made a smoked salsa. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you got a little meat sweats going.
I had some weird dreams, Pat.
Go figure.
Yeah, but it was a fun weekend. How about you?
A busy weekend. We had a large benefit event just up the road here in Jim Falls for a 14-year-old girl who was badly injured in a motorized scooter accident. She has a traumatic brain injury. And so this was a fundraiser for the family. They have insurance, but there's all these bills to travel to see her where she's hospitalized, and there's other kids and work that's missed. And so some neighbors, Sherry and I worked at the benefit. We're not going to take any credit for it, but some other friends of ours were tireless in putting this thing together. Hundreds of people showed up and hopefully raised a good amount of money. So many businesses donated. Sherry and I were working a booth where we were helping to give away Packers tickets, Vikings tickets. There was this, a wheelbarrow that was just loaded with new lawn and garden tools. There was a Blackstone grill. There was another pellet grill. I mean, just so many things that businesses donated for this thing. And the camaraderie, it was a perfect day out there. The family was there. They were extremely gracious you know, with their time, given all that they've been going through. And then we had to leave there and then turn right around and head out to Northfield, Minnesota for a Halloween party. A friend of ours was singing with a band, a different band than what she normally sings with. Normally it's kind of an acoustic folk type of band. And she was filling in for a singer in a rock band at this Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It was kind of different. And I told her right then and there, I'm like, you need to drop that acoustic stuff. You know, you can rock this. You got this. So it was fun to see her. And something that I didn't tell you on Friday when I asked about your weekend, and you talked about being, did you say a Halloween Grinch, or you just don't really get into the Halloween scene? And I didn't really want to steal your thunder to go, yeah, me too. I'm not the world's biggest Halloween dresser-upper and everything.
Yeah.
But for this, I went and got a costume, which, you know, knowing me, I love to wear, you know, suits. And so, of course, I picked up a suit that makes me look like a, you know, a 30s gangster, whatever, with the fedora and the tie and everything. So I actually gussied up a bit, which when we told our daughters that, they just about fell over. They're like, Dad, you dressed up on Halloween? I'm like, yes, I did it this time. Who knows? At the age of 60, maybe I'm finally evolving on Halloween.
This is your new look. This is your new thing. It's from November 1st until next year, you'll be like tirelessly working on your own custom-made costumes.
Actually, it did get me thinking about it. I'm like, okay, next year we're going to step this up a bit. We're going to actually going to get a good suit.
Oh,
we're
no.
Gonna
do this, or,
yeah, there might actually be something to that. I don't know. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work. Took my mom out to lunch yesterday where we found a place in the Twin Cities that had the Packers game on.
Yeah.
And so I got to watch that and was very, very encouraged, except for that whole part of, you know, Jordan Love going down, apparently pulling his groin. Here comes the old joke, preferably his own. And yeah, so now he's out of sorts for a little bit here, but hopefully not too long.
Yeah, he's making a lot of money, you know.
yeah. But you know, groin injuries or, you know, hamstrings, things like that. You know, if you rush it, you're just going to end up being out again.
Yep.
But once again, backup quarterback Malik Willis was able to rise to the occasion and rallied the Packers to, for the second week in a row, a drive that set up a game-winning field goal, and the Packers were able to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road 30-27. So, once again, the new kicker, Brandon McManus, 2 weeks in a row, gets to be the hero here. It was fun to listen to. I heard a lot of the game on the radio driving back in, but you know, that's 4 in a row for the Packers now.
They're what, 6-2 now?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, we're halfway through the season already?
Yes, we are.
Holy crumb.
And doing all right. Next, the Packers will be at Lambeau Field next Sunday to host the Detroit Lions. So that should be a good one. 3:25 will be the game start. And you'll be able to catch that on stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine Kenosha. The Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102 yesterday. Giannis had 22 points and 12 rebounds for the Bucks, but they have now dropped two straight after winning their opener. They are in Boston tonight, and they will play the Celtics at the Garden. Third-ranked Penn State lost their quarterback to injury, but still hung on to outlast the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Saturday night, 28-13. They'll next play at Iowa Saturday night at 6:30. The game will be on NBC, but you can also catch it on Civic Media stations in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine Kenosha, and Richland Center. A little bit more sports for you, and then we'll talk about that weird racist Trump rally in Manhattan coming up next. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin, when you're here, you're up north. Live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Get ready, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey is back for the 24-25 season at the Kohl Center. After last year's breakout success, head coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are looking to keep the momentum going. And you can be part of it. Don't miss out on securing the best seats in the house. Whether you're looking for single game, four game mini pack, or group tickets, we've got you covered. For more information and to secure your Badger men's hockey tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Got a little Stevie Wonder album trivia on today's history lesson coming up about 30 minutes from now. Kristen Lyerly coming up in about 15 minutes here on Up North News Radio. A few Badger notes in sports. The Badger women's volleyball team is ranked 8th in the nation. They took down number 10 Purdue in straight sets while on the road. That brings the Badger women to 9-1 in Big Ten play. And then there is the Volleyball Clash of the Titans coming up this Friday night when the Badgers will host second-ranked Nebraska. The Badger men's hockey team, they were swept at Denver University. Denver is the top-ranked men's team in the country. The Badger men now drop to 1-5 on the season. They will next play this coming Friday and Saturday at Notre Dame. Friday night's game will be on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. The Badger women's hockey team is ranked number one in the country, and they now moved to 10 straight wins to start the season after a sweep of Bemidji State. They will next play at St. Cloud State this coming Friday and Saturday. It is hard to know where to begin to talk about the Donald Trump rally at Madison Square Garden. It's something that's been talked about for weeks, in part because Trump and his campaign played it up so much as this kind of America First rally that really likened itself to certain rallies of past regimes where it was all about the nationalism. It was all about othering other groups and talking about supremacy, maybe even militarism if need be, perhaps violent rhetoric. And the rally turned out to be that and more. But I want to warn you, we're going to play an assortment of clips from this, and it's going to make you a little angry. It's going to make you want to maybe turn the radio, and don't, because I'm going to reward you on the other side of it with some words from somebody else at a different rally with a much different message. All right? So stick around for that. The Trump rally was an event that his campaign had dubbed he would deliver his closing message. And instead, it turned into really just an illustration of what turns off people about Donald Trump, except for, you know, those who are of a certain level of crudeness, or a certain level of, let's just say the words, racism and fascism. And yes, that those words give an immediate gag complex to certain people, probably your own friends and neighbors, who say that that is an overreaction, that you're being mean, that you're engaged in hyperbole. But then you hear the remarks, or you actually read the remarks, not just of Trump, but then especially the people who precede him at these rallies. Their names aren't on the ballot. They have nothing to fear in terms of retribution. So they will say the things that they know Donald Trump can't say, but the people in the crowd, who may all be, you know, nice people, loving parents and good workers, but there's something uniquely flawed in the things that they're cheering. So listen to this 60 seconds worth of audio. On this, you're going to hear a comedian telling racist jokes and a joke about Puerto Rico that really isn't going to go well for the campaign. And you're going to hear some other speakers. And the last one you'll hear is Dr. Phil talking about DEI. And think about what he's got to say when you consider Dr. Phil is where he is because of a black woman named Oprah Winfrey. So maybe the guy ought to think twice about, you know, being a diversity hire. This again, comments from the Madison Square Garden rally for Donald Trump.
You know something, Trump maniacs? I don't see no stinking Nazis in here. I don't see no stinking domestic terrorists in here.
Cool black guy with a thing on his head. What the hell is that, a lampshade? Look at this guy. Oh my goodness. I'm just kidding. That's one of my buddies. He had a Halloween party last night. We had fun. We carved watermelons together. It was awesome.
In fact, she is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there.
This country was built on hard work, added value, and talent, not on equal outcome, not on DEI.
Sure, Dr. Phil, whatever. And Greg, you recognized the comedian, quote unquote, who was telling the racist joke there about blacks and the crack about Puerto Ricans. This is a guy who, as I recall, already lost one gig for telling, you know, basically racist jokes about a black comedian on the undercard with him.
Yeah, his name is Tony Hinchcliffe, and he's garbage. He is actually a floating piece of garbage in the middle of the ocean, in my opinion. He runs a game show. He's a game show host called Kill Tony, where he and a panel of other idiots make fun of comics while they're doing their comedy, and people pay money to see it, and I don't get it, and I don't get him. He is terrible.
So he, because he can't make it as a comedian, basically,
yeah,
he makes his bones by mocking other people who can engage in comedy.
Yes, yes, and it's made him a lot of money.
That checks out. That seems about par for the course.
It almost seems like, Pat, a grift.
It does seem like a grift, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really working out too well for him, given that you've got Jennifer Lopez and Ricky Martin and Bad Bunny and other Puerto Rican entertainers and social media follower leaders with millions and millions of followers. This is not going to work out real well for all the many Puerto Rican citizens who can vote, who have settled here in the U.S. But I promised you things would be a little better. This is Michelle Obama talking in Kalamazoo, Michigan yesterday, summing up how some of us feel after having to put up with crap like that.
So I hope you'll forgive me if I'm a little frustrated that some of us are choosing to ignore Donald Trump's gross incompetence while asking Kamala to dazzle us at every turn. I hope that you'll forgive me if I'm a little angry that we are indifferent to his erratic behavior, his obvious mental decline, his history as a convicted felon, a a known slumlord, a predator found liable for sexual abuse, all of this, while we pick apart Kamala's answers from interviews that he doesn't even have the courage to do, y'all.
Nobody could say it better. Kristen Lierley's next.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Canadian pork is coming south, and it doesn't look like the trend will change anytime soon. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a deeper dive into why Canadian pork's coming to the U.S. next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
It's not about the cost of production that's leading Canadian pork to the United States, but instead the lack of processing capacity in Canada. That's according to Stuart Skinner. He's a pork producer from Ontario, and he says producers have done a great job getting their cost of production down. Unfortunately, trying to build a processing facility, that's not getting more efficient.
I think a lot of processing expansion is going to be limited by the sheer cost of building infrastructure has gotten so high. It's very difficult to put together a good business case. We've got good costs on the production side, but unfortunately, like so many other industries, fail to add the value at the processing stage. And there continues to be healthy demand in the U.S. Packers down there want pigs.
Stuart Skinner, he's a pork producer from Ontario, Canada. He said right now they've got 5,000 pigs a week that are leaving Ontario to go to Brandon, Manitoba for processing. Another 10,000 to 15,000 pigs a week leaving Canada just to come to the United States for processing. And that's every week. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. A little bit mixed. We'll take a look at numbers next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Alrighty, on Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a half a cent to 187. 40-pound block cheese down another two at 190. But AA butter gained 4.5 cents to finish the week at 269.5 per pound. This morning, the November Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese up 7 right now at 2011. Currently, December corn is down a penny at 414. November soybeans are down 4 at 984. Currently, the March wheat, that's down 2 at 587 a bushel. And that's just a quick snapshot on what's happening with the farm markets as we get rolling on a Monday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Tryggvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Something a little special here for Kristen Lierley joining us now, candidate for Congress, OBGYN, and president of the Duran Duran Fan Club in perpetuity, Simon LeBon, turning 65 yesterday.
Say it isn't so.
Dr. Lierley, good morning.
Good morning. What a way to wake up. Thank you.
Your rock and roll crush is a senior citizen now. Congratulations.
No, I was a John Taylor girl.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
His birthday's in June.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he 65 already? Or
I don't know. Simon's the oldest one.
So. Oh, okay. But, all right.
Yeah. Why do I know this? I don't know.
Stalker. How was your weekend?
It was so good. I got to hang out with Pete Buttigieg.
Did you?
Nice.
Yeah.
It was quite the surrogate weekend. I saw that Kerry Washington was making the rounds, of states. She was in Milwaukee. She was in Philadelphia. She's cutting some new national radio ads with John Legend and other artists for Vice President Harris. And then, yeah, you had the transportation secretary who, he had a post here that talked about all the places that he was. He'd been
Oshkosh,
in Green Bay,
Appleton.
Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. He was all over. And his post says, "We can choose a better future where politics is no longer punching you in the face every time you look at the news." And that is exactly how it feels at some points. Like, can this just be done, Greg?
I mean, I don't know. Dr. Lally, did you get to hang out with a racist wrestler, a racist comedian, a failed talk show host? I mean, did you? No? Okay, fine. Whatever. I'll take my money to Madison Square Garden. It's fine. Better.
Yeah. I mean, good. What a contrast,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Pete Buttigieg was talking about his kids' Halloween costumes and wrapped it all beautifully into why we're doing what we're doing and how we need to create a better future for our kids. It was really a beautiful speech, and he's just captivating.
And there was so much positivity from the vice president herself. I saw quite a clip of Governor Tim Walz reacting in real time, or maybe it wasn't real time, but reacting to the remarks at the Trump rally about Puerto Rico being a floating island of garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, what a study in contrast this weekend. And it just seems like, again, either if you're as part of the Trump movement, either you're that overconfident in what is going to happen next week, or you just don't care if you lose or not. You're just going, well, you've still got the spotlight. You're going to let hang out every bit of hatred that you might have for this country and some of the people in it.
We're seeing so many people who are traditionally Republicans just peeling away because they just don't want to be involved in this. And where I live, people are so fundamentally good and nice. I mean, all across the state, we're kind of famous for this. It's so many Republicans are like, I'm still a Republican, but no, I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. And, you know, that's heartwarming to hear them finally recognize and understand that this fear and division that the Trump folks just continue to double down on to make us uncomfortable, to separate us into different groups, it just isn't working anymore. And the timing couldn't be better with a week to go.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the only way it wins is if there are enough people who will somehow embrace the racism, the sexism, the Christian nationalism, but just in a few key states, which is why you're seeing such a push in Wisconsin. It's why the ads are getting so old. And frankly, in my mind, it also explains why you've been continuing to knock on doors, something that I didn't really do as a congressional candidate. It's a monster district. You have to reach it through TV ads. But that was 12 years ago. And as people don't want to watch the ads, obviously, your ads are still running. There's still a message to be gotten out there. But you also got to get people outside, the, you know, beyond their TVs, because they're just so turned off by the messaging.
We're doing all of it. And we're really focusing our door knocking, not in the metro areas, not in Green Bay and Appleton, but in Wittenberg and Algoma. Today, we're going to be in Little Suamico. We're going to be in Waupaca. That's really where those voices are that haven't been heard in a long time. And people are really excited about the potential to be part of this change. So I am enthusiastic, and it's not just regular people. Bart Starr Jr., I was chatting with him the other day. I mean, son of the legendary Bart Starr. He's a Republican, a lifelong Republican, and I don't think he's changing his stripes, but he recognizes that the economy is the biggest issue for him. He's a financial advisor, and you know, he knows that Democrats are better for the economy. So he is using his voice, his platform, to support Kamala Harris in this election. I think that's extraordinary, especially in a region like Northeast Wisconsin.
Right, which again had the big headline last week that State Senator Rob Coles was going to be voting for Kamala Harris. And he, you know, he says he's still as Republican as they come. He's got the privacy of his own ballot, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if he voted in other races as well. Yeah, the mayor of Waukesha as well. But lest people think that, you know, Kristen is just all about the, you know, the sunshine and rainbows. You did put up a post as well that, I mean, you're still more than able to go toe-to-toe if some man marches up to you and says, young lady, I want to tell you a thing or two. And, I mean, you still get that as a candidate.
Oh, I love it when people call me young lady.
I don't know if this particular gentleman did, but...
We were at a diner yesterday, and a man walked up to me and very clearly said, yeah, I believe that life begins at conception. And it's a sperm and a whatever. And he was seething. He was very uncomfortable. And I told him, I respect your beliefs, but you don't have the right to force your beliefs on other people. And then I asked him if he believed in freedom, and he didn't have an answer for that. He stormed away. And we need more of, I appreciate that he came up to me and he said that. And I am glad that I was able to respond in the way that I was, in the way that I did. But we need more conversations about what these issues really mean instead of just being sequestered in our camps. We've got to talk about what this means for us and the impact that it has on not just individuals, but families and communities as a whole.
Yeah, because again, I'm sure this guy thought maybe he could just, I don't know, intimidate you or you know, just barrel over you in conversation. And what you're seeing out here from Kristen Lierley on are people who are just no longer necessarily turning the other cheek and just saying, well, that's how it goes. You've got Kristen out there saying, you know, do you not believe in freedom, for example, and all of the things that you're hearing surrogates say around the area. And again, from women with the Dobbs decision to women and minorities offended by what they've been hearing recently, to now all of our friends of Puerto Rican descent who live in the United States are saying enough of this. And by the way, I want to put in this side note. When Courier Newsroom started Up North News to bring information to voters and to bring it in places where it could do the most good, obviously there was a lot of talk about Wisconsin and Michigan and all of the, you know, the battleground states that are out there. But there is also a distinct entity just talking to the millions of people of Puerto Rican descent who now live in the United States, mm-hmm. and to help make sure that they too feel like the Americans they are, the citizens that they are. And so to have, I mean, you had Sean Duffy representing this area for years, claiming, well, I'm just using tough love to help Puerto Rico. No, he wasn't. He was no different than everybody else, just trying to extract every dime out of it, you know, for Wall Street's benefit. Mm-hmm. And it's just nice to see in these states and now, you know, with this particular territory, a proper pushback of saying, you know, folks, we're just not going to take this anymore.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're just at a tipping point right now. Mm-hmm. How far can we be pushed before we can effectively push back and really start to build community and do the work? You know, I was talking with somebody yesterday about how the Trump side is so great at invoking fear and making us feel uncomfortable. And their messaging is effective. It makes us pull back. It makes us not want to talk to each other. But on the other side, we've got people who are trying to reach across the aisle and have hard conversations, and that requires effort. That's much harder. So the messaging is there and it's good, but it requires each of us to invest in each other and invest in a sense of community and want to build something bigger and brighter. It's harder. It's more work. But we're doing that work now, and it's going to require all of us to pitch in a way that we all feel comfortable.
You know, that's being done all over the country, and things happen so fast now that just we can't even get it all in. I completely forgot until I was looking through things here about Friday night, the thousands of people at a Kamala Harris rally in Houston to see Beyonce and all kinds of other folks. And I mean, that crowd was rocking. That crowd is into it. I'm not going to promise you that Texas is in play necessarily, but what you don't have is people going, well, Texas isn't in play. I may as well stay home. No, don't stay home. Don't stay home next week.
All of those doctors walk out on stage, all of those white coats, they just kept coming out and coming out and talking about what was happening in Texas. And the fellow who spearheaded it and who was behind the podium is my dear friend, Dr. Todd Ivey, who has been working in the most difficult of circumstances. And they're pushing back. It's taken a while since SB 8. And I think we were all stunned. But the doctor community, you know, I'm sure Sherry is telling you this too. The doctor community is stepping up for our patients in ways that doctors didn't feel comfortable doing in the past. We've gotten more and more politically engaged. That's not going to stop. We have to. We have to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like never before. Mm-hmm. Folks, early voting is going on right now. And so if you'd like more information about that, you can check out the Up North News Voting Guide, upnorthnewswi.com. Click Voting Guide at the top of the page. Same goes for the Voter Guide for Civic Media, civicmedia.us. Learn all about that. Find links to the Wisconsin Elections Commission website and cast your vote this week, so that you can talk to other friends about voting next week. Bank it up, get it done. All right, so when you're not campaigning, when you're not, you know, shaking hands and everything out there, you've got the boys at home going, all right, Mom, you've been really busy, you know, we need you. And the thing that you did for your boys this week was in the category of dessert. Kristen's back in the kitchen. She's making dessert, kids.
Where she chooses to be.
Where she chooses to be, I hasten to add.
I haven't made a meal. I can't even tell you the last time I made a meal for my children. Like, you know,
that had nothing to do with campaigning, by the way. That's just not, that's not your scene.
Which she chooses really like. Not to
Which
do.
She chooses not to do.
I don't like to cook. My idea of a meal is like, what is ready at Costco that I can pop in the oven and have done in an hour?
Like a lot of Americans, Dr. Lyerly. Like a lot of Americans.
Know. I just don't love it. My kids like to cook. I was gonna and say, that and is you're, joyful you're, for them, but not for me.
Your partner did some cooking over the weekend as well. So.
Greg made a big pot of soup. It was so good. I made a big, fresh, hot apple pie.
I believe the term you usually use is award-winning apple pie.
It was an award-winning apple pie. It was a great day. The Packers won with another end-of-the-game field goal. I mean, McManus, come on. Then we went out and raked some leaves, made the soup and the pie. We had a beer. It was a perfect Wisconsin Sunday.
It was such a good weekend. I talked about the perfect weather Saturday for the benefit that we were working up in Jim Falls. And perhaps the best news of all, at least for the Kreitlows, is that there's been so much of a south wind, which blows the leaves perfectly out of our yard and onto the bank, where eventually they will float their way down the Chippewa until they reach a beach in Puerto Rico, where they will be on vacation. The leaves are not our concern here, but no, it was great. Even with Jordan Love going down, and hopefully it won't be for too terribly long, but Malik Willis happily stepping up, you know, and taking over the reins. You've got folks at the Tennessee Titans, I guess, lost badly yesterday.
It was bad.
And they are already putting posts up about, you know, Malik Willis, who was their quarterback before, their backup quarterback, already has more touchdowns, you know, than the other Titans quarterbacks do. It's not been good for them, but hey, we will take it. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, we have to take it.
Yes, I'm always throwing that we in there.
They're our team.
Yes.
We own them.
Yes. Always with the thing, you can't leave. We own you. You are here. dispute with the city notwithstanding. But when we come back, we will have today's history lesson. We will be joined by Selena Heller, Up North News reporter, who is going to be talking to us in the next hour a bit about more business investment in childcare, understanding that childcare is an essential part of having a healthy workforce and a healthy business community. That's all coming up on Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
And the sun shines on L.A. Steve Perry, who made his debut with Journey on this day in, I'll make you all guess the year, not Greg, obviously, but Selena Heller's now here. Selena, Kristen, when did Steve Perry join Journey on this day in what year?
78.
It was the year I was born.
77.
There it is.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I say L.A. because Steve Perry, when he had written the song before joining Journey, and he'd written it about L.A., but then it wasn't going anywhere. He felt it wasn't quite right. And then he joined Journey, and they were in San Francisco. And he said, yeah, this works better. So The Light Shines on the Bay, and Lights became their first hit with Steve Perry in 1978.
I stick by Green Bay.
You can definitely stick with Green Bay. I don't know that Mr. Perry will agree, but that was his debut with the group. Oh gosh, 47 years ago now.
Yep.
Wow. Don't put a number on it.
Just put it here. So Lights was their big hit in 1978. On this day in 1978, the number one song was by Nick Gilder.
I'm sorry, Pat. We're having some technical difficulties.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
What did the computer do? What did the bad computer do? Did it log you out like it logged me out about 45 minutes ago?
No, I can't. I run four monitors right now, and yes. I can't get the mouse over to the monitor where the music is.
Oh, no. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I got you covered. Hot child. In
oh,
the
God.
City.
No, save us.
Is that right? Is that it?
That is.
Do I have it?
Yes, you did. Ding, ding, ding. Nick Gilder had the number one song this day in 1978, as you heard right there. On this day in 1492, Christopher Columbus landed in Cuba on his first voyage to the New World. He thought he'd landed in Japan. That's the importance of GPS, boys and girls. On this day in 1636, the Massachusetts Bay Colony voted to establish a theological college. You now know it as Harvard University. The Statue of Liberty was dedicated this day in 1886. On this day in 1963, as we go back to the Kristen Lyerly jukebox here, the Beach Boys released a tune featuring part of the Hawthorne High School fight song, Where the Wilson Brothers Went to School. Yes, they released Be True to Your School this day in 1963. Hit it, Kristen.
I can't. Okay. I could sing with it.
Oh, okay.
That's one that I cannot produce.
I thought maybe you'd even give us the little Mike Love kind of like, be true to your school. But no,
I can give you a little Help Me Rhonda.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
That's okay. Do you know any Brad Paisley by chance?
Brad Paisley is
52 years old today.
I love Brad Paisley. Let's see. There's the song about the driving your truck.
The song about driving your truck. I was going to play a snippet of Mud on the Tires.
That's the one that I'm thinking about.
All right. Go for it, Kristen. It's all yours.
Can't.
Greg, help her out over here.
Got to get a little mud on the tires.
Thank you, Greg.
I don't even know if that was right. I can't even ding you on that.
It's right.
It's right. Trust me. It's right.
Annie Potts, whether you know her as Meemaw from Young Sheldon or from back in the day with Designing Women, Annie Potts is 72 years old today. The late Charlie Daniels was born this day in 1936. Kristen, you got any Charlie Daniels for us?
Hey, that's good.
I don't know if the fiddle goes doodaloo, but you know we'll take that. Bill Gates. It is, yes. Bill Gates is 69 years old today.
Nice.
Julia Roberts is 57 today. Joaquin Phoenix turns 50 today. We played Stevie Wonder a little bit earlier because on this day in 1972, he released his 15th studio album, Talking Book, which we played a little earlier. We played You Are the Sunshine of My Life and also included Superstition. Do you know any Superstition?
Very superstitious. I don't know exactly the words. The words are a hard thing for me.
The lyrics are tough at 6:56 in the morning. I understand. That's okay. I've got one more for you. It was on this day in 1989 that Janet Jackson began a four-week run atop the album chart with Rhythm Nation 1814, which included Miss You Much, Escapade, and Love Will Never Do Without You. Got a favorite off of that one?
Oh, yeah, I mean, Escapade. I don't there know. Okay. I just, all of it.
Okay.
Back when Janet Jackson was cool.
Very cool. I mean, all of the Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis songs on there were just the whole album, top to bottom, was wonderful.
Also, her being a woman who took control of producing her album and having her vision represented, that was pretty unique back then.
It was, very much so. Let's see. Today would have been the 76th wedding anniversary for Chuck Berry. It was on this day in 1948 in St. Louis that Chuck Berry married his wife, Tottie Suggs. They remained married until his death in 2017 at age 90, a 68-year marriage. And Tottie is still with us today at age 97. So they were married 76 years ago today. Today is International Animation Day. Today is National First Responders Day. Today is National Immigrants Day. Today is National Chocolate Day, it says here. But I feel like there's a chocolate day like three times a month on this of some sort. Didn't we just have chocolate cupcakes or something? But apparently this is Chocolate Day. And finally, this is Plush Animal Lovers Day, whether you call them plush animals, stuffed animals, stuffies, whatever the case may be. Selena, give us the number of stuffies in your house right now. Round it up to the nearest 100 if need be.
way too many. I just
they have no purpose.
We'll quiz Selena more about that in the second hour of Up North News Radio, perhaps with music, coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. And this is where you can bring the doodle-doodle-doo back for 5 seconds, whatever it takes.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.